Look, this guy Alan Keyes. Hey, when that son of a speaks, I listen. He's an intelligent black man. He makes Jesse Jackson look like a fucking first grader. And he talks about his race. Why do we keep depending on the... Why do we want affirmative action? Why do we want a head start on a guy? We're just telling them that we're too dumb to be able to get something they can get. This is the way he talks. And I mean, he can't find better than a nigger that's going to counter another nigger when he starts his shit.
Exactly.
At least he can't say, you're a racist. At least he can't tell somebody she's a racist. But if you ever get a chance to listen to Alan Keyes, listen to him. Black as Ace of Spades. He's a true black man. He's black as that shirt right there. That don't make no difference.
The white man says he's a racist.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just he has a different viewpoint. He's a racist.
Right.
Now, a black guy is saying no one knows what to make of it.
Yeah, and they can't call him a racist. But the only thing that's ever going to happen to change this shit around, make these fuckers change around, is for a few niggas like Alan Keyes or the guy you're talking about, or a few blacks with some sense, that get up there and start preaching to their race and start telling them, get out of the goddamn dark ages and come out here and earn your own living. Quit crying like a baby. Things were bad 200 years ago. They ain't that bad anymore, and it don't have to be bad if it is bad. If it's bad for a nigger now, it's because the son of a bitch don't want to do anything. You know?
But of course, the reason that'll never happen is because that's going to require
a whole lot of
people to take a whole lot of responsibility for themselves. Mm. It's a whole lot easier to blame everything on somebody else. Well, you know, I could be a millionaire, but the white man's holding me down.
Yeah.
You know, they grow up in a welfare family, they become a welfare family, and it just goes on and on and on. Like you said, the 9 kids instead of 2 or 3, like any responsible couple would have. And, of course, it's not even a couple. They're never married. They're 14 different fathers for the 14 different kids, none of whom pay child support, so the taxpayers got to support. And it's a never-ending cycle. And, of course, for this ever to stop, they'd all have to stand up and take responsibility for those actions. And of course, I mean, let's be realistic, it's not ever going to happen.
No, blacks won't do that.
What recourse do white folks really have other than to make a record and, you know, you can either laugh or cry about it.
Yeah,
and like me, I'm not a real weepy son of a bitch, so I choose to laugh about it. Mm-hmm.